Good morning. I'm reading from Psalm 139, verses 1 through 14. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in, behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the night become light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as night to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, first of all, for your word, which magnifies our being and our spirits and nourishes us and makes us stronger that we might deal with the wiles of the evil one. We ask today you would bless our messenger as he brings your word to us. And we ask that you help us to celebrate this holiday season, not just now, but throughout our lives, God, because every breath we take is a blessing from you. Let us not take that for granted. But let us not lose sight of the reason for this holiday season. It's the celebration of the birth and life of Jesus. We ask you, God, you continue to bless this church, bless this ministry, and help us all be a part of what it is you have ordained within our pastor. And just help us, God, to be stronger and better in your world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Recently, the government of Canada has asked the appropriate offices or services to start publicizing or putting out the pictures of those criminals who are running from, from the law. And in the Gazette, I saw the other day, a couple of lines of faces, just faces, who were hiding and running away from justice. And the government wants to encourage people to look at these pictures. Running away from justice. There are many who are running. I mean, fleeing, hiding. Some are running away from the law after committing a crime. Others are running away from their families and their responsibilities. And others are running away from the society and people and high. But so many are running away and are trying to hide from God. But in vain. For no one can hide from our God, the Creator. Genesis 3:8 says, the first attempt to hide from God is recorded in Genesis 3:8. And I quote, then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. The garden, which was a place of joy and fellowship with God, became a place of fear and hiding from God. And I believe that is exactly what many of us have seen happening. People running away from God's blessings and hiding because They have done something, and now they want to hide from the law. And you have seen great men and women, and rich men, and very well-known men, and famous men and women fall and hide because they want to hide from men and from God. When God came to visit Adam and Eve in the garden, they were nowhere to be found. They were trying to hide from God as if they could. The first question in the Old Testament is, where are you? The first question in the New Testament is, where is he? Matthew 2:2 says, where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. The very first human sin The very first human sin led the very first human to hide from God. So hiding has started at creation, right after creation. They disobeyed God, and because they had disobeyed God, now they were trying to hide. They were trying to hide from God. Running away and trying to hide from God is impossible. When King David tried but failed to cover up his sins, he said, actually he cried out and he said, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? What made him try to hide from God was his sin. Unconfessed sin separates us from God and his presence. We cannot hide from God. David tried. King David confessed his sin to God and said, you know my folly, O God, my guilt is not hidden from you. He knew that. And yet he tried to cover up. And for about a year, he tried very hard to cover up his sin. He pretended as if there was no sin in his life. He pretended to be someone that he was not, actually, until God, who saw him commit the sins, until God saw his miserable life, which was deteriorating to the point of very soon he was going to die from pain, he sent a prophet. Prophet Nathan came to him and told him what the cure was for his sin. Let's look at some examples of those who try to hide from God. First, some hide from God when he comes searching for them. Where are you? Was the question then. And the same question is asked today. Where are you? God is always seeking sinners, not because he does not know where they are, but rather to show them where they actually are and what separates them from God. Have you ever wondered why God asked Adam and Eve, where are you? Didn't God know exactly where they were? Yes, he knew. But he wanted them to know also where they are. They were hiding from God. He wanted them to know that God knew exactly where they were. And he was saying, where are you? And they had to respond. God asked the question so he can get their response. Their response, which was a response of fear and cover up, running away from God. Jesus came to seek and save what was lost. He said in Luke 18, verse 10, for the Son of Man came to seek and save that which was lost. To be reminded and convicted of sin may be painful, But it is the evidence that God is still seeking. And that really made me think, when we are hurt, when we are having conscience problems, when we are hurting spiritually, we hide, we try to cover up. And it's not because God does not want to help us. It is precisely because God wants to help us. He makes us remember, or He reminds us of the law, and that the law that we have broken, or the sin we have committed. God speaking through His Word, the Bible, shows that He is seeking. And the Bible is full of examples. There are many, many verses who point to God's interest and love toward His creation, His creatures, the human beings. He searched Adam and Eve. He searched all those who had gone astray. And finally, He wanted to bring us back into the family, back to His first plan. And He sent His Son, Jesus Christ. That's because He knew that we cannot hide. And He wanted to make it very clear that here I am, I know where you are, and I've come to save you. Sometimes He seeks through trials. And it's very difficult for anyone to say, oh, God loves me so much, and God is seeking to find me, and He wants to help me. That is why He sent these trials. And I don't believe God has a mean streak in Him, and God wants us to hurt. And I don't believe that God, the Bible makes it very clear that God wants us to be happy in Him, with Him, in His presence. And yet, because of sin, trials come. He allows trials. He never tempts us to sin, because there's a big difference between temptation and trials. Trials can be from all kinds of different reasons. Temptations have one reason, and that is to tempt us to sin. No one is tempted to do good. Everyone is encouraged to do good. We are asked to do good. We are asked to help. We are asked to do everything that will help someone else. But never, God will never ask us to, or will never tempt us to do bad things and give in to temptation. When temptations come because we have disobeyed God, or we have a selfish reason why we are in trouble now, but not trial. Sometimes He seeks through preachers and teachers. And I believe one of the reasons why people have come to the front when we make a call is because God uses a preacher, a teacher, another Christian to remind or to point to the door, the only door, Jesus Christ. And people respond to that call. And that is how God searches and points them to the way out of eternal death. Yes, God seeks through teachers or preachers or other Christians. Sometimes He seeks through friends and family members. And I believe this is exactly why the family members, the parents, the grandparents, have a great big responsibility. This morning at our adult class, we were discussing the family and the family unit, how the grandparents and the parents have a great big responsibility to teach the children, to bring them up in the ways that God has drawn or given us, or the laws. But also we looked at the children, how they should honor and help their parents and grandparents, great-grandparents, if you wish. That's the only way, the only time that is possible, is when the family unit is working and God is in the center of that family. You and I may be able to hide from people, but we cannot hide from God. He knows where you are and what you are doing and why you are trying to hide from God. You see, a lot of people are hiding. They may be going to church. They may be going to prayer meetings. They may be reading the Bible. They may be, but for different reasons, they're hiding from God. Hiding from God is futile and is impossible. There is no place to hide from God. And I quote from 139, Psalm 139, verse 28 says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there." And David continues, "If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you, the night will shine like the day." These days they have come up, men have come up with all kinds of devices that they can see in the night. They've come with cameras and with all kinds of gadgets that although you think is very dark and a picture cannot be taken, you have the government of officers or law officers or spies or criminals with these cameras that they take a picture and it's very dark. Well, there are all kinds of reasons why they can do that. And if man can do it, you think God cannot do it? If man can communicate from here to Australia and see the picture of someone else, if man can fly and they can send a probe to another planet and they want to say Curiosity, they call it now the Curiosity thing, that has been ejected, if you wish, from the earth to that planet. And if men can do all these things, do you think we can hide from God? Do you think that we can sin and get away with it? Do you think that, and some people have said, there is no God. The fool said in his heart, there is no God, because they think, by convincing themselves that there is no God, they can hide from God. They can. You may say there is no power in that plug and stick your fingers until you touch those two little contacts and then you'll know there is power. You may say that this bottle does not have poison. It's until you drink from that bottle and you realize you die. It's until you face God and you hear Him and you are convicted of your sin that you say there is no God. There are many fools in the world, very educated fools or people who are very educated try to prove that there is no God. And they started their probing and investigating and reading. At the end they realized that they were fools and they accepted God. How can you reject God? How can you hide from God? God's invitation goes out to all. For God so loved the world, the Bible says, that He gave His one and only Son. For whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever. Pas opistevonis afton. The last invitation the Bible in the Bible is found in Revelation 22. Verse 17, that says, "The Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him who hears say, Come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come, and whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life." Adam and Eve were hiding among the trees, as if God would not have been able to find them. The trees that people hide behind today may be busy schedules, excuses like, "I'm not sure that God really exists." I'm confused about religions. I'm not ready yet to meet God. Or I'm not worthy. Or even He does not care about me. Or religious doctrines are used to hide behind them for many people. Very many people will hide after when the Jehovah Witness cult was put together. It was the result of someone who was scared of hell. And because he was so scared of hell, he came up with the idea there is no hell. Someone else who wanted to speak in many, many different tongues, he emphasized the tongues. When someone else came up with the idea that I can heal, I have the power, he came up, emphasized that. When some Baptists emphasize only baptism, they've come up with that. And so people look at these different doctrines and emphases that are put on these differences. They hide behind them and say, oh no, they are very confusing. They hide. Not much has changed since Jesus gave the parable of the great banquet. And I quote, but they all alike began to make excuses and refused to come. But they could not hide from the king or the person who had invited them. They could not hide. They refused. They had the right to refuse. And he had the right to deal with them. The third thing is that some will want to hide from God at the time of his wrath. Then the time of his wrath comes, and people want to hide from the wrath, the anger of God. The wrath of the Lamb. In Revelation 6, verses 16 and 17, we read, they call to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and what can stand? What a strange picture it is to see the Lamb angry. The Lamb slain on the cross had a mission. His mission was to take away the sin and to deliver us from wrath. John 3:36 says, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. You see, the last phrase says, and because the wrath of God remains on him. We all the human race is under the curse of death. We have angered God. Our forefathers angered God and they sinned against God. And because of God, we were banished, if you wish. We were paying. Now, we had to pay the price of our disobedience or the disobedience. And every one of us is heading toward eternal death, hell. This is what is not being preached. This is what is not being emphasized, that Jesus did not come to send people to hell, but Jesus came to save people from hell. Because every one of us, the good Catholic, the good Protestant, the good, every religious good person who has rejected Jesus, or has turned his back to Jesus and thinks his religiosity or his religion will save him, is wrong. The Bible says, I'm the only door, Jesus said, and every one of us is heading toward eternal death. You either accept that or reject. If you accept it, then you have to follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. If you reject it, then you can do anything you want. You can be the best religious person. If you want, you still are going to eternal death. Religion is not what that saves us. Religion is somewhere that people hide in. Number four,
no one can hide from God. No one can hide from God. The angels who sinned against God were not able to hide, and they were banished. Adam and Eve could not hide. They paid a high price. The world in general could not hide from God when God decided to send the deluge dealt with the sinful nature of man. And then you have others who are still trying to hide from God, and they cannot. Unless people make peace with God by accepting His offer of forgiveness, they will continue hiding from God. High positions offer no hiding place. Mighty and powerful men and women cannot hide from God. Rich people cannot hide from God. Poor people cannot hide from God. Religious people cannot hide from God. No one can hide from God. Nothing can hide you from God and give you safety from God's wrath. There is only one hiding place, God. Psalm 32:7 says, "You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance." Also, Colossians 3:2-3, I quote, "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God." Just remember that you cannot hide from Him, but you can hide in Him. You cannot hide from Him, but you can hide in Him. If you are hiding from God for whatever reason, your problem is not your sinful past or present spiritual condition, but rather your problem is your reluctance to face God and trust Him that He can and He will forgive you and give you a new life, free of all guilt, and help you to live your new life. No, there is no need to hide from God anymore. God is waiting to hear from you. God is the only safe hiding place. You may say, "I don't know where I am, but I know where I would like to be and should be now." That would be the best response to God's call this morning. Will you respond to His call and come out of hiding? God is looking for you. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You so much, for You are such a loving and compassionate God. Lord, we have tried to hide. We have tried to cover up our sins. We have tried to justify our sinful nature. And yet we know that there is no room for sin in Your presence. Heavenly Father, strengthen each one of us. Help us to face ourselves. Help us to face our daily failures and look at them and then bring them to You and leave them at the cross. And You have promised that You'll take away all our guilt and sins and give us a new beginning, a new start, a new page, a brand new life. Father in heaven, we thank You for Your love, Your forgiving heart, and thank You, Lord, for enabling us to come this far. May the Holy Spirit touch each one of us and restore us, strengthen us, and revive us. In Your blessed name I pray, Amen.